The interests of Iran and the United States may be in line in the situation in Iraq. Joining me now is Iranian-American journalist Hooman Majid, the author of The Ministry of Guidance Invites You Not to Stay, An American Family in Iran. Welcome to the program, Hooman.
Thank you, John.
So do you think Iran is actively taking steps to encourage Shiites to either coalesce into their own sort of Shiite protectorate, or to, in some ways, throw in with this procedural symbolism of the parliamentary procedure that Jay Naraf was just talking about?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I think the Iranians have been pretty clear to try to not frame what's going on in Iraq as a sectarian issue. And they've actually tried to do the same thing in Syria all these years while they've supported Assad and the Assad regime. I think it's the same thing here, and I think that's also what actually, oddly enough, the United States is trying to do, which is to not frame it in sectarian issues, not to try to take sides particularly with one sect over the other, and be cautious in the way they support the Iraqi government, which is exactly what the U.S. is doing. It's very important for the Iranians for it not to become a sectarian issue, because Iran does need the so-called Arab street to be sympathetic to Iran and not be hostile to it, as it has been in recent years because of Syria mainly, and partly because of Iraq. But yes, I mean, in terms of protecting the Shia holy sites, there is no question that Iran and the Shia militias that they have had influence over in the last 10 years will never allow that to happen. Will never allow those Shia holy sites to fall to ISIS or to any other group that is as proclaimed that they will destroy them. So that won't happen. Baghdad won't be allowed to fall either. And I don't think the U.S. wants Baghdad to fall either. So there are allied interests. I mean, in terms of a more inclusive government, a less sectarian government, I think Iran is absolutely fine with that. I mean, we do have to remember that when Iran fought an eight-year war with Iraq, the vast majority of the soldiers fighting Iran were Shia. So there is no illusion among Iranians or among Iraqis that the Shias of Iraq and the Shias of Iran are, just because they're from the same sect, bosom buddies. There are common interests, and Iran is acting in its national interests, which is to not have a country on its border in turmoil, and potentially with a group like ISIS in control of parts of the territory that would threaten Iran as well.
So certainly common interests, but ethnic differences in the sense that Iraqi Shia are Arab and Iranian Shia are Persian by
Correct.
Ethnicity. We're talking with Hooman Majid, who's the author of The Ministry of Guidance Invites You Not to Stay, An American Family in Iran. Could Iran credibly, and there's plenty of precedent for this going back 1,000 years, could Iran credibly be a neutral military protector of the Shiite holy sites, as Jordan was during many, many years that Muslims controlled multi-religious access to Jerusalem?
I think that would only happen if Iraq did in fact splinter, which I think is unlikely at this stage, but is a possibility. It's a possibility that those lines that were drawn by the British at the early part of the 20th century will disappear. If that were to happen, yes, I think Iran would take on that role. But I don't think Iran wants to be seen in that role, at least certainly not yet, because I think, again, it points to a sectarian and an ethnic issue that the Iranians don't really want to get involved with.
On some level, Hooman, has this initiative by the Iranians, is it a suggestion that Nouri al-Maliki overreached here in his almost mafia-like, patronage of Shia interests in Iraq?
Yeah, I don't think it's so much Shia interests. I mean, we have to remember that Iraq is 60% Shia, 20% Kurd, who are Sunnis, but are kind of a separate ethnic group that have very little to do with the rest of Iraq, and only 20% Sunni. It's less about Shia interests than it is a purely kind of like vengeful sectarian position that Maliki has taken. I think that Iran is not comfortable with that, and I think they've made it clear to Maliki, although he is still an ally of Iran. And I do think that they will work to try to change that, as much influence as they can bring to bear, to try to change that scenario. Because, as I said, it is not in Iran's interest. Iran has a Sunni population of its own. It has a Kurdish population of its own. And it has Arabs in the south of Iran, ethnic Arabs in Iran. There is no interest for Iran to kind of like encourage a sectarian issue here. I think, you know, Iraq is strange. I mean, this is a country where the iron fist of Saddam Hussein came down most hard on Shias, as we know from history. And many of the Shias in government today in Iraq spent their exile years in Iran. And some of the Kurds spent their exile years in Iran. Talibani spent his time in Iran, for example, the president of Iraq. And so did Maliki. So they have a particular hatred for Iraq, or when I say Iraq, for Saddam Hussein's Iraq, and for the Sunnis and the Ba'athists particularly, that ruled Iraq and killed and tortured many of their co-religionists. So I think Iran would like to see a stable Iraq to the extent that it can be stable. But I certainly would agree that they will never allow the Shia holy sites to be overrun by Sunnis.
Well, I didn't even get to ask you the Disneyland question, which is, could the U.S. and Iran work even more closely together in this crisis, which would really be something to imagine, but we can all dream about that. Hooman Maj is Iranian-American journalist and author of The Ministry of Guidance Invites You to Not Stay, an American Family in Iran. Hooman, thanks.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.